Inner Traditions Audio presents Magic in the Landscape, Earth Mysteries and Geomancy by Nigel Pennick, read by Micah Hanks. Introduction: A Vanishing World in Need of Rescue. Many writings about historical subjects attempt to reconstruct the past by creating a depiction of an ideal time when the writer perceives that the system under study was perfect or intact. All history is a kind of editing. We are presented with records, stories, and opinions from the past from which we must try to construct some coherent narrative. The nature of events and how they are remembered, recorded, and transmitted is an uncertain territory. Time is a continuum, and we are present in it at a certain place. There is no generic moment. Every incident that occurred was a real one, and every action happened at a particular time, at a particular place. What has come before is only present as physical fragments, written and recorded documentation, legendary readings of events, stories handed down, and attempted reconstructions that seek to create an ambience of a historical period. Museums, reconstructions, and reenactments exist in the present. They are inevitably selective and creative works of the present that seek to present us with the illusion of being in the past, which we are not. Their many failings and falsifications are apparent wherever they take place. The academic discipline of folklore and studies into earth mysteries, paganism, witchcraft, and magic are equally subject to this selection. Recorded evidence of much of the subject matter is extremely fragmentary and subject to widely varying interpretations. These interpretations frequently present themselves as composing a self-contained system that ignores variations of individuals and of time. A simplified, homogenized, and idealized principle is presented as if it were the complex and irreducible reality. An indeterminate and imaginary period, the past, is often presented as a mythologized existence comparable to the dream time of the native Australian mythos. This is not a historical time and date like that of a recorded event, such as, for example, the laying of the foundation stone of Sir Christopher Wren's St. Paul's Cathedral in London at 6:30 a.m. local apparent time, June 26th, Old Style, 1675, but rather is an idealized otherworldly time that remains forever in the eternal present in people's culture. Religions based on supposed actual events treat them in this idealized way. In Christian iconography, Jesus is always on the cross, and the actual and precise location, time...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?